Hi, everyone. It's Wayne and Mandy. We're sitting in downtown Cheyenne bringing you live play-by-play coverage of what? Hey?
Cheyenne Frontier Day's parade.
How many years have they been doing this, ma'am?
Well, this is the 119th Daddy of them all.
119 years they've been doing this, and some of the folks coming out here today are made up of replicas with real parts from the original float. We'll talk about that as they come down here. But let's remind everybody that this is Radio Rodeo on the BBSRadio.com network. We've been bringing you rodeo action, bull riding action throughout the week. Sunday, I think it is. What do we have going on Sunday?
Sunday is the championship of the CFC Rodeo, so we have the best of the best, and they're all competing Sunday afternoon.
That's right. They're bringing back the top 12 to 15 in each event, and, hey, we're going to be there listening live, talking live for you folks that can't call in sick. That's all I can tell you. Now, the other thing I want to say about Cheyenne Frontier Days, the magic of Cheyenne. You know what they used to call Cheyenne?
What's that?
The Magic City on the Plains. I think that's because when the railroad came in overnight, there was a town right here down along Crow Creek. But with the Magic City, we have a lot of events. And with our Frontier Day celebration, you can come here on a three-day family vacation. You can see what we're doing now, which is?
Watching a parade at Frontier Days.
Do they feed them while they're here?
I believe so. I passed by some people passing up Chick-fil-A. There's a pancake breakfast.
Oh, man.
And so those are huge during Frontier Days. We've had quite the crowd all week for pancakes.
I haven't heard, but I'm thinking they served about 13,000 people.
Wow.
Pancakes, a slice of ham, whatever drink you wanted, coffee, milk, water, juice. While the Indians were doing their traditional dance on there, they had local singing groups, they had rodeo queens all on the plaza in downtown Cheyenne in front of that train depot that was built by in 1865, 1864, and we still use it as a viable part. It is the anchor to downtown Cheyenne. Getting back to the pancake breakfast, I don't know, Mandy. You can't tell by looking at me, but I do like food. But you know what we do down there? Let's scoot up this way so our friend can get in here. Now, gentlemen, you ready? If I throw the microphone to you, you're going to talk to us? Huh? We're broadcasting live right now all the way to Northern California and from there around the world. And with that, I'm going to give it to my Mandy because our broadcast booth just fell apart. I got to fix it. Mandy, take it away, girl.
So we are getting ready to go through with this parade. This is, I think, the third or fourth parade of the week. And the crowd, it's the fourth one. The crowd has just gotten bigger every single day. The streets are lined with people. I had a hard time even getting to where we're sitting today. I work down here. So we have quite the crowd. Everybody knows that the Saturday parade is probably the biggest and the best. We're going to have marching bands, floats, carriages. This parade is so big that they have to have street sweepers come through halfway through. And a lot of people find that really weird.
What are the street sweepers for?
Well, the street sweepers are for to clean up after some of the horses. We have a lot of horses here, so we got to make sure everything stays clean. And I have been to a lot of parades in my life, but I was the leader of a marching band. So I've seen quite a few, but this is probably one of the bigger that I've ever seen. And we will be getting ready to go real soon. A cannon fires off at 9. It's very startling if you don't know that's happening. And trust me, it scared me my first couple times in Cheyenne.
Well, you know, all this life, rodeo action, parade action, bull riding action, and some man-on-the-street interviews, we've been bringing to you. Title sponsor here in Cheyenne is Cheyenne Tile and Stone. You build a new house, you need those new granite tops, nice granite tile. They're even putting granite floors down at some of these homes. And we're not even talking about to get into the bathroom and rebuild your bathroom there. But a local company keeping the tradition alive and bringing you live action Frontier Days reports in there. Now, we've got, I don't know how many pages is are in that booklet there. But we have what? One entry up to 129 different entries. As we go through this parade this morning. We're right across the street from a United States Post Office. We're two blocks south of the, can't say chrome dome. What kind of dome we got up there?
I don't know. What is it?
All that glitters is not gold. And that is real gold on top of that dome.
It is? Wow. That's, I'm not a Cheyenne native. I've never known that.
It comes in sheets like aluminum foil. And about every 10, 15 years, they have to get up there and re-gold the dome.
Wow. I know they are renovating the Capitol right now, and the legislature might be displaced this coming session. They're going to move them out to another building in town. So hopefully that Capitol is going to get even prettier.
Well, the problem with the Capitol is it's old. I don't know the year it was made. The original architect on it was Mr. Du Bois, or if you're from France, they say Dubois. But do you speak to French?
I am actually learning French and Spanish.
Wow. All right. That means gee whiz where I grew up. See, so Mandy and I are learning to appreciate each other more and more every time we come on the air. Other than that, a week ago, hardly, I didn't even know this young lady, and she has more than earned her honor to the Circle of All-Stars with Rodeo on the Radio, or Radio Rodeo. I've been doing this for some 25 years, and I've always wanted to do the parade, and this year I get to do it, Mandy.
Wow, I am not even 25 yet. I'm only 20 years old, so he is quite experienced in all this. He's my mentor, and we're going to get all started with all that.
I tell you what, he found us. He happens to be our neighbor, but this is Bishop Hart, retired from the diocese here. Bishop, how many parades have you seen in all these years down here?
39 times four.
39 times four, and carry the two. My friend, that is great. And he's always smiling. He comes over and brings my wife a little bit of candy from his other travels. And he's a neighbor we appreciate, and we get to see him here today. And thank you for stopping by, Bishop.
So we've got our official coming down the parade route, telling everybody to watch their toes, try not to spook any horses. We don't want anybody to get hurt. We love having a safe and fun Frontier Day parade. And this is the last parade of the 2015 Cheyenne Frontier Days. Again, this is the 119th daddy of them all. They've been doing it for 119 years. I believe the Laramie County Fair here in Cheyenne hasn't been going that long. And Wayne is over here making friends with everybody. We are right in the middle of everybody. The only thing that sets us apart is we are in cowboy hats, and we've got a table where cowboy hats are sprinkled out throughout the crowd. But a lot of people are just tourists who have never been to Cheyenne.
Now, I had hoped to, Mandy, get the actual mileage of this parade as it comes down Capitol Avenue. It's going to take a left turn on 18th Street, a quick right back onto Central, around the historic Plains Hotel, which was built 1911. Then it goes down 16th, and then it comes up Cary Avenue, just a block on the other side. So I have noticed over the years, like this corner here, people have been here early. My friends in that little blazer behind us followed me in here at 7:30 when I came down and set up this expensive broadcast booth we have. Got it on sale at Target. But a lot of people will watch the parade here from the start. They'll move over to Cary Avenue and watch it all over again. That's how dedicated our parade fans are here. It's nothing like the Rose Parade, but you got to see it to believe it. We need to keep scores maybe somehow. We have 100, 150-year-old horse-powered wagons coming down, restored. They have a part of Frontier Days called the Parade Committee, and there these folks get broken-down wagons, piles of wood, and recreate an historic carriage the way it was. I had the pleasure of riding down on what I call the wagon train. What was that, last Thursday? And it was quite an experience. Why don't you ask me about it?
Well, what did you see on your experience, and how was it?
Well, funny you should ask. I got up there about 6:30 in the morning. I don't know how many horses. I tried counting them, but they kept moving them around. And mule teams, perfectly matched mule teams, just blow me away when they come down here. But they're dropping the harness on them. They start about 3:30 in the morning, getting the wagons ready. Then they have professional guys lining. I bet you we got a picture of well over 100 horses all in their pretty harness, all tied up to a fence and stuff. And I got to get that from my photographer that went with me. And we'll try to get that online, because that's a part of America that is basically gone, and we still keep it alive here. And there it goes, the cannon, and they're off. All right.
It scares me every time.
And you did. You jumped. And you are the daughter of a Marine.
I am the daughter of the Marine, but I cannot get over the sound of the cannon firing in downtown Cheyenne.
And then they're going to fire that cannon two or three times at the rodeo today to start it, to start the wild horse race. And we'll be bringing you that finals coverage tomorrow. So try to get back here with BBS, radio.com, and Radio Rodeo. There's some trick to getting that online. What is that?
We have our Facebook page, and then we also have, the link is bbsradio.com/radiorodeo. And our Facebook page is Radio Rodeo. So we are getting ready to start. Our shrine clowns from the Legion of Honor have already been down. They moved down a little further. But our police escort is now coming up. They got their lights flashing and everything. This is truly the start of the last Frontier Days parade of the year. We've got three police officers on motorcycles, light a flashing. They are followed by the color guard. Well, looks like we've got the color guard coming up.
And the color guard is following the Cheyenne police. Now, I stand at this time and remove cover. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the flag that flew over Valley Forge, was torn in two by the gray and the blue, and has cried through two world wars. We give you the flag that they burned in the streets and angered protests. We give you the flag they flew on the moon that says, each person has a right to be free. I've opened many a rodeo with that. By Baxter Black.
That was great. They are followed by the Grand Marshal, the Wyoming State Treasurer, Mark Gordon. And he just passed by in a carriage, and he is being followed by a marching band, which is Cheyenne Central High School. So they've got their color guard up front, and their band is being followed in red and black.
Now, we're sitting, like I said, at the St. Mary's Cathedral, right? This is the diocese building. This is a defunct savings and loans. And office. That parking lot behind us is where their original Cheyenne High School is, which when they split schools in like 62, one became Central, one became East. Now we have the third one, which is South, and then the fourth, really, the Triumph High School. The Cheyenne is going, oh, man, don't you love a marching band? Thank you. give a little bit of the marching band music.
And they're being followed by their cheerleaders. Now, I was a drum major in high school. I was a marching band. I played saxophone, so I really respect all those people who come in. So now we've got our director and lady in waiting coming by, followed by the general chairman and the rest of the board, it looks like. It looks like the dandies are coming through.
How you doing?
And everybody is calling out to Wayne. Everybody knows Wayne here. So the committee is coming right on through, followed by the dandies. The dandies are carrying their sponsor flags.
Oh, yeah, maybe you can get some of those. Plug our friends at Frontier Days. You know, one year I sat here just with friends. I even knew who the horses were coming down a few years ago. I used to run a livestock barn here in Cheyenne. So here come the dandies. The ambassadors, mounted girls, all in the same outfit. What color do you think those shirts are?
They look like a blue and purple paisley, and they're all wearing beautiful white hats.
Well, it's kind of hard to read the sponsor flag today because, for one, two or three days a year out of Wyoming, the wind does not blow.
Well, that, and it helps at the rodeo where the girls are galloping, and the flags are flowing behind them very nicely. So the dandies are being followed by the heels of Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Now, I can tell you about the heels, Bob. You're a volunteer. This rodeo is put on with somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 volunteers. People come from all over the world to volunteer for Wyoming. Hey, they're giving out free handkerchiefs. Can I have one?
We want one of those.
Can I need one for this pretty red-headed lady here.
Well, thank you so much. We have bright green handkerchiefs now.
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive, huh?
Looks like, we've got Karen Murray, the wife of Ed Murray. We've got Danny Glick, Laramie County
That's
Sheriff,
Glick.
Coming down. And
How
so we've got quite a few people coming down on horseback, followed by carriages. Look at that beautiful carriage.
Okay,
black and yellow.
Catch up for this. This is a match team of draft horses, Palominos, bone harness. See the looking bone harness on it? Beautiful black Surrey carriage. Now we have here, there's the mayor of Cheyenne, Mayor Casas, coming down in the second black wagon. And we have another carriage now being drawn. And I think these are some of the dignitaries from the city council. Another beautiful matched Palomino team of draft horses, small draft horses, not very tall. Who do you see now?
Superintendent of Public Instruction just passed, Jillian Balow, followed by Commander of the 90th Missile Wing, Colonel Steve Kravitsky, I think I pronounced
okay,
that.
Okay, I got to get excited now. Look at that team of horses, beautiful. That's wagon from the original Yellowstone Park.
Wow.
They're taking down here right now. Now, you remember your Suburban? Look at the cowboy Suburban. 1, 2, 3, 4 seats, about 16 people on it. What's that fluffy stuff on the roof?
It looks like a fringe.
Carriage with a fringe on top. There's a regular work wagon. Who's that with?
It looks like it's the Distinguished Military and Family.
Thank you for your service. Now, another one of those Yellowstone coaches. A little different, though. They're sitting up high. You see coaches like that in a lot of your old English movies. Now, hopefully I kept it in order. Down there.
I think we might be missing a page.
Oh, that's not the wagon I wrote down. Here comes a freight wagon. Dick Bean Freight Company. The original Dick Bean. Her uncle. My wife's uncle.
Wow, he's really got those connections.
LG, I'm over here! There's the visiting queens. That's the wagon I wrote down in
Wow. The
other day. There are the traveling rodeo queens all mounted up, marching out like a single file here. Beautiful horses. These horses are not excited by the noise or anything.
They're used to it.
Now, if you see anybody from New Mexico or Virginia.
New Mexico's right there.
That's New Mexico! That's Wayno! She she's staying in my house.
Oh, wow.
Her in Miss Virginia.
Wow. Oh, look, there's our trick roper.
Oh, man. Now he's got, now he's in a little different outfit than we've been seeing at the rodeo, isn't he?
Yeah,
describe that.
He's not riding in his white knight apparel. He is in all black. He's got some leather accessories, especially his beautiful holster.
And
just a great little horse. Looks like a very steady little horse.
We saw him skipping rope and on top of the horse's saddle the other day, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And we saw him doing some rope tricks around. I actually know her.
Well, what is her name?
I don't remember. I feel terrible.
Well, I think the horse is black.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, tell her what a Patron. Oh, look at this.
So Patron is a draft horse.
97 Jeepster.
And we're
from the Whitaker Ranch.
And that's holding Miss Junior Team Wyoming United States.
Now,
and
look at
what
these
is that?
Buses. These are tour buses. When they parked all those yellow wagons we saw, they got these 1934 buses. I got to get in one once. Again, from Yellowstone Park, restored for us here. And you're waving at people now, huh?
Well, I'm trying to get us more goodies.
Oh, what do you got here? Well, thank you.
I'm not sure what it was, but I just wanted to wave.
If you're passing these out, they have a Baptist youth group so big, they came and gathered here, walking around, passing out free waters. And I got one of these the other day. Why did I have to get one of these? Because I parked in the wrong place and they towed my car, that's why.
Wow, look at that little train.
Now, this is a special train. Let's see if that's Gary Kelly driving. He bought this train. This is modernized. This train he uses for fundraising events for kids with special needs. He had a granddaughter who had a birth defect, which took her life, and he's dedicated his life to trains and Christmas trees. They decorate their house out east of Cheyenne every year, and it's like going to a fantasy land with over, I bet you, 200 decorated Christmas trees.
Wow. Well, now is coming up the Little Sun Drum and Dance Group and North Bear Drum Group. And these are people in traditional Indian garb. Some of them are on horseback, and they just look great, all the colors.
And the reason they're traditional, they're real Native Americans who come. We got our other teams going to cover them throughout the weekend for it, so we can put that up on that. Look at this distinguished brave on the back with the, you know, we do have to be proud of our Native Americans.
And they are being followed by the South High School Marching Band. Looks like our program is actually out of order, not by any fault of yours. They're just going in a different order.
Yeah.
And this group is in black and gold. You see that person on their tippy toes waving their arms?
Yeah.
That was me in high school.
Oh, you were the... Oh, man.
I was the drum major.
So you are a recovering barrel racer and a recovering drum majorette. Is that it?
That is correct.
What
did you
do in your spare time?
Spare time? There was one parade that it was the day after our state marching band festival, and I conducted an entire parade with a torn ligament in my shoulder that I had torn because on a horse. I tore the ligament on a horse. So my two hobbies interacted a lot.
I bet. And I've had similar injuries, and believe you, when you get to be my age, it hurts a little bit more. Fingers off.
I'm sure.
Oh, man. For those of you who like to gamble, we now have the Wyoming Lottery. There's nothing historic about that thing, but ask me what those animals are, and I'll tell you what one little girl told me.
What are those animals?
She drove by, saw this bus. She says, what's that doing downtown? Those look like reindeer, and it's not even Christmas. They're jackalope. You know the legend of the jackalope?
I was tricked by my grandmother believing they were real. I don't know the legend behind
it. They are real. You just don't see them unless there's a full moon and it's raining. All right? Do you want to see the world's largest one? It's in downtown Douglas, Wyoming.
Wow.
Hey, look at these guys.
These guys.
Hey, go get that one some more.
They are riding makeshift horses. I guess they couldn't find any real ones for the parade.
Now, I know you wouldn't know this, but I know it. They used to have a show called Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, on Fridays, the kids would dress up like cowboys and have those little pull-up horses and run around and do like square dancing bits and that. Look at this beautiful 34 truck by who?
Union Wireless.
See that in national TV ads.
Wow. And it's being followed by Enroll, Wyoming. It's just a pickup truck. Very decorative. You can hear the excitement here in Cheyenne.
Look at these big chestnut draft horses here. How big, how many hands do you think that big beast has?
I would say about 17.
So I think you're about right. This is from the Boot Barn sponsor. This is a newer one of that story we were talking about. They get free rides around Cheyenne, and that you and Dan, the man, need to go on one of those rides before they shut it down. They are terrific. The historic parts of Cheyenne they go through.
Well,
you know the cost? Nothing.
Nothing at all. Wow. I see them going through downtown. I work downtown, so I'll see them passing by, and everybody looks so happy to be on there. I don't know what the tour is quite about, but I'm sure it's great because everybody looks so happy. Looks like the
barn backed up to a stall right in front of us.
They wanted us to talk about the Century 21 real estate trailer that's right in front of us.
Hey, what are you doing?
Wine knows everybody here.
Don't jump, kids. Stay there. They'll move. Too early. It just started. See, you did the bands. I'm doing the whole parade. I've only been watching it for 65 years. Oh, I got to tell you a great story. See that building right down there?
Yeah.
It says police station. I used to be the death sergeant. Rodeo clowns. Two of them came in off the parade. I was on desk duty one Saturday morning. Brought their mules inside the police station.
Inside?
You know who had to clean up the mess?
Looks like we're being followed by a trailer full of cheerleaders. Well, they're getting off. Looks like they might be doing some gymnastics out here. Their sign says, "We don't sweat, we sparkle." I think that's
right
great.
Right there. See that sign? That's why this town is here. The Union Pacific Railroad. Grenville Dodge came to Cheyenne in about 1860. And camped by Crow Creek. And the next morning, there was a tent town known as L on Wheels. Oh, the lady in red in a hot rod. That's the only hot rod you're going to see. She's been in every parade for like 70 years. She can't ride the boats anymore, so they caught her in a little deuce tube, a bucket team hot rod.
And that is Dorothy Richardson, lady in red. And looks like they've got another train coming through. This one is different than the early one. This is a Union Pacific one.
That's the Union Pacific take this train around the country for events like this. This is the new diesel bomb, see? Box cars. Don't throw any coal out. Tanker and nut caboose. I wish I could get a little kid up there next to Boots Grossman.
Wow, my niece would love that. Little Aaliyah. It looks like they're being followed by another Union Pacific semi. It's showing off their gorgeous, gorgeous truck and trailer.
Red, white, blue, another flag, a treat to America going down. This is probably what hauled that train to all of this, but advertising, like say, if it had been from the Union Pacific, there wouldn't have been a Cheyenne.
And they're being followed by some riders who are decked out in some Indian attire. Do you want to tell everybody what kind of attire that is?
Well, my friend, this is an American-mounted Calgary unit. The blue and the gold, followed by a beautiful, we've been thinking it's a truck wagon all week. It's the U.S., it's the supply wagon for them. Look at a beautiful set of Missouri mules, both black and black. White canvas, blue body on that wagon. And then, here we go. The crowd comes to mind. You get up there and clap for the two of us. I'll keep talking. We have a contingency of a military unit marching in their Desert Storm-looking camels. Now they're stopped right in front of us, just sitting there prancing, I guess, huh? Who is that?
And I believe that is the F.E. Warren 90th Strategic Missile Wing Marching Group.
Marching today, but keeping America safe every day.
Thank you for your sacrifice! Yes!
Uh-oh, this is your fiddlywick. Tell us who we got.
We have the Wyoming Girl Guards.
Now, they're dressed in wool skirts, wool jackets. They got about 4 more miles to go.
They're going to sweat.
And don't tell the one lady her slip's showing, okay?
Well, looks like we're being followed by a marine float.
Oh, now this leaves up to both of us. Your dad, a recent Marine retiree. My dad helped win the Second World War. And look at this. We got a little jet plane going down the highway here.
And it's being piloted by the logistics chief from the Wyoming Air National Guard.
I wonder if he can find it.
And we've got a little car wrapped in something from the Wyoming Air National Guard coming by, followed by the 243rd Air Traffic Control Squadron. And we've got everybody running. These soldiers know exactly what they're doing.
Let me tell you what this is. This is about a 10-ton truck with giant tires on it. This is something they would use to haul land vehicles to get supplies into our troops. I bet it even has a belly dump. We've got, I don't know. Is there a couple kids in there with their daddies?
Looks like it.
Then here's another one painted, and I don't know the military name of this truck, but we got one in the regular OD green. Now we got one for the Desert Patrol. Anybody here know what they call those big trucks? Oh, and we got a fireman running down the street in his flame retardant suit, but wavy, not fighting a fire. Another break, up to another stop from us.
Listen, the driver just took a picture on his cell phone up there.
Of himself or the crowd?
I'm not sure. I couldn't see where the camera was based. He might be taking a selfie up there.
Now, I want to mention one thing. Notice the American flag right across from us? Half mast for those victims of that Navy military recruiter's office. Wyoming was one of the first states to lower their flags at half mast. Enough editorial comments as we get who in the big red flag?
More Wyoming Air Guard at the aircraft rescue and firefighters. That's where the firefighter was running from.
Yeah. Now, they've got that big foam on top. They can get in there and squirt foam on anything. Now, I've had the unfortunate experience of being around them and have had to use that.
Ooh, okay.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, come here real quick. Come here. We're on the Radio Live Network. Who am I talking to?
Richard Sherman.
Resident
of Branch 59.
Of the?
FRA, Fleet Reserve Association.
Thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, that guy's got a grip. He's proud of his job. I shook hands with that gentleman as we talked to him. And there's the rest of the Navy
Marine Coast Guard.
Oh, man, Marine and Coast Guard.
Got it.
On a joint operation, as your dad would say. Go America! Go America! I gotta watch it. I'll be a horse for the rodeo tomorrow.
Look, we got the war wagon coming on down.
Think, well, the old days, we call that a deuce and a half. Deuce and a half. Guy playing it says war wagon, it's planted black.
Wow, and it actually says deuce and a half the program. It's a 1972...
You got this a pretty face? I know this stuff.
It does. It's a 1972 M35A2 by American General. And it's we're starting the Toys for Tots section.
Oh, my God.
So,
I got to stand for this.
Green section. We have a beautiful float in honor of the men and women of
Iwo Jima. My dad,
and we got
there was.
Kids on there. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a marble base, blocks around it, and the Marines pushing the flag up. The boys are going to hit. They have the banner across the street. It comes pretty close, doesn't it, their flag that they put on there?
It does.
See that in movies. Oh, now, here's a special project. As a proposals manager, tell us about that.
Well, this is a Toys for Tots promotion, and the Marine Corps always has something in every town about this. You can donate toys for children during Christmas. And they were passing out candy to all the children and everything. They just really care about kids of America. And we've got another flag coming down in dedication to Iwo Jima. And we had some Marines dressed in their dress blues. Now it looks like we've got some veterans coming down from the Marine Corps League. Wow.
Up from Greeley, Colorado, a crowd member just yelled at me.
They are up from Greeley, Colorado, looks like. And then they have a beautiful memorial with names on it. Wow.
Oh, you know what that is? It's just,
wow.
It's like that memorial wall in Washington, D.C., a kind of a different replica of it with several different flags on top representing different units and countries, it looks like. Now, remember I told you at the rodeo the other day, parade etiquette allows you to stand for the first flag, and as the other American flags come down, you know, acknowledge them if you wish, but it is not a requirement.
That was something that I had not known, and I've been to a lot. You think that was something I would have learned by now, but it's good to know you don't have to be up and down all the time. Now we've got the American Legion family coming through on their beautiful trailer, dedicated, and they're all waving American flags. And they are followed by the VFW. And these people look very excited to be on their float. And they're decorated with flags. And they're being followed by the East High School Thunderbird Marching Band.
That's my alma mater.
Oh, really?
I told you when the high school split, I was one of the first classes to do all high school at East High. You know who was a senior when I was a, he was a junior when I was a sophomore?
Who's that?
Some guy named Dave Montgomery. I was in the Spanish Council with him.
For those who don't know, that is actually my boss at my regular job, my day job.
And something else about Dave. He belonged to the radio club. Would you imagine that, huh?
He's always been in there. He knows what he's doing about radio. And we're watching the East Thunderbirds go by. They're in black and blue. Wow.
Thunderbird is the name of our sports team from there. Cool. I find it kind of interesting. The Thunderbird is actually a kind of a fictional or whatever belief of the Native Americans. Nobody's ever really seen a real Thunderbird except for the football players.
And we have the Sweet Street Birds coming up for the halfway point. As you'll notice in that marching band, some of those Cuba players didn't have the regular marching sousaphone.
I did. Yeah, now that you point that out. Now here's my favorite. Right here. The City Street Sweepers. Thank you, guys.
They do a great job cleaning up. But those Cuba players don't have sousaphones. They're playing their concert tubas. And sometimes people don't have enough money to get a sousaphone. Cuba players have the job of balancing their concert tuba on their shoulder. They're very strong and they have a lot of upper body strength. So now we're going to the second half of the spring.
Second half, you got up there. Let's see if we can get some flag. And some of these are historic wagons I may know something about. Beautiful people, white horses here. And I mean, they are matched to the size, are they not? Long Ranger, if you wonder what happened to Silver when he retired, they broke it to pull in this wagon. 01, right there. This is a two-seat buckboard. We got a one-seat Dodger buckboard, like they would take, in front of us. Now, we have probably a real truck wagon type thing going. Look at the big dapple draft horses up here. A dapple horse has those kind of what? Grayish spotty coloring?
Yeah, so they're technically gray and they've got the rings mostly on their butt. And as they get older, they will start to fade.
Oh, that's a problem. I'm fading. I got the gray hair. Look at this set of Clydesdales right here, Paula.
Wow.
That's an original Cheyenne stage which ran from Cheyenne to Deadwood, restored by that parade committee. And you look at that square box thing there. I'll show you the Wells Fargo stage. Followed by another black buckboard. Here's just a regular ranch wagon. You see how many moves you've seen those in?
Yeah.
Palomino horse is pulling that one. Now look, this team is not happy. All right.
Pretty thin.
Big chestnut draft horses.
and the lead horse is fighting at the fifth. There's something wrong there. Yellow. So look at the Missouri mule. Well, they're kind of a dun-colored mule, aren't they?
They're gorgeous. And I'm reading the program what they're pulling is called a wagonette.
Wagonette. All right. Does the next one say what it is?
Well, it looks like it is a platform wagon, which was a very versatile unit.
Look at the white mules perfectly, man.
I've never seen a white mule.
Then another set of chestnut mules coming
gorgeous,
down.
Gorgeous, well-behaved mules, followed by some draft horses pulling a...
Now, describe that two-wheel carriage.
Well, it is a Meadowbrook cart. It's balancing almost, but it's being pulled by a gorgeous draft horse. And it was popular for pleasure driving because it was easily entered from the rear.
Well, that's what I need, a step up. I have a hard time getting to my van. Down a big, look at that slender bay horse pulling that wagon. Almost in the end, I think that's probably a quarter horse thoroughbred breed mix. Now we got, look at the pretty yellow wheels. They didn't have chrome, you paint them yellow in those days, huh?
And it looks like it's the Canopy Top Parade, which was again made popular by the musical Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, what's that?
Is that a train?
It's a stork. That's the doctor on his way to deliver a baby.
Oh, my goodness. And look, they're being followed by a 50th wedding anniversary of Bobby and John Earnshaw.
And I know them. The Earnshaws. They've been married a few years more than us.
Look, we've got four generations of Wyoming pioneers with the Vanderwark family.
They used to own the dairy here in town. Look at the purple wheels on that wagon.
Wow.
Oh, another set of our mules. How you doing? Now, I don't want you to be scared, but some of the pickup men are down here.
Oh.
I don't know if he's waving at you or me, but I'll wave back for you. Look at those little set of mules. Big one of those. Street seat thing.
Looks like one of the ladies lost her hat.
Oh,
take it back. Oh, what a gentleman.
What a cat.
Is he riding a mule?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
A paint mule.
Wow, that is a rare sight. It looks like we've got members of the Cheyenne Frontier Days Hall of Fame with Sam Ponto.
Oh, yeah. He was my ninth grade science teacher. His brother, his son John was the chairman. Sam Conchos.
Wow. It looks like quote 28.
Orange.
And this lady seems to be using her sporty little delivery wagon to solicit for the House of Mirrors.
I didn't know they were going broke and needed help.
I don't know. And look at the Laramie County Library wagon.
We have that excellent mobile service here with a big semi. This is most how they did it 100 years ago. Look at that. Clydesdale pulling the old mail wagon. Look at that beautiful Clydesdale.
We've got 32, which is pulling the mail service, and the Wyoming farmers and ranchers had to start using the mail service in 1900. Wagon drive. Wow.
Oh, here
we go. And the dairy cart. This is one of my favorite ones in the whole.
Well, I was a kid. They had some trucks, the Plains Dairy family. Great to Cheyenne, but he'd drive around with just ice to keep the milk, and we'd get to stand on the corner and stop him, and he'd give us all an ice cube, and that was a summer delight, man, for a wagon like that. Big, beautiful, look at the girth on that draft horse.
Palomino draft horse with Plains Dairy, clean milk from healthy cows, and looks like they are followed by W.E. Dining.
Well, it's actually in Wyoming.
Oh.
Denine, and they've donated a lot to this company. It's a fuel wagon, water wagon, all resources. Now, I got to tell you about this Black People Mule there. They're pulling an official water wagon from the city of Cheyenne that they restored. It was found, just rotting. They put it back together. That's one of my favorite wagons here. A big barrel on its side. That's how we got water around. Now, who do we have? Let's look at the Black People Mule.
And we've got the ice wagon. And it looks like these ice wagons used to carry cakes of ice to save from frozen lakes like Sloan's Lake, located in Holiday Park. And that was a big source of ice for the Cheyenne community. And it looks like they're being followed by a wagonette who have quite a few visitors. It looks like Doug Spouse, CEO of Iveson Memorial. and his family are in that wagon. They're being followed by another
That's a Mrs. CEO.
Oh, really?
And for the hospital?
Oh, maybe. They're being followed by the Yellowstone National Park one.
That
and I love...
State Ghostbuster number two, donated by that Deneen family. This is what they call a Wells Fargo style. See the difference? I showed you the historic one. This one you always see in the movies. Right here, and again, donated by the Deneen family. Here's a small replica of a Wells Fargo style boat, followed by a big old CY. I got to tell you about CY. Charlie Irwin, big promoter, did a Wild West show, lived up there. That broken down barn up here on Randall was with Town Barn. Quite a shyster. I can go on forever with him, all right? He was a fat guy, and he used to foot race the Indians on the track and win. B.B. Irwin, the CY Ranch up out of LaGrange, Wyoming.
Wow. And I think one of the greatest things about this parade is everybody's in traditional garb. We've got a wagon coming down with a bunch of girls on a hayride, and they're wearing long skirts and bonnets, and they look great.
Those kind of sun bonnets, you know, with the big brim that surrounds their face.
Brings back the history, and they are being followed by a traditional ambulance. Beautiful little, are those mules or those donkeys?
Well, they'd be mules, but small set.
They are a small set of mules.
Well, you can't get over them. I owned a mule named Heathcliff for a while. Loved him.
Aww.
But somebody offered me money. Look at there. Beautiful, classic, original hearse. Pulled by a team of black horses. The rich people would love to have those with a white horse.
And they've got clear walls on that so everybody can see these coffins. It's followed by a float 50, and it's a representation of mourners following a ambulance or funeral.
Well, no, I learned something from you. I just thought it was people dressed in black.
No, they're mourners. And looks like we have rodeo cowgirls.
All right.
Cowgirls of Frontier Days, and they're promoting the Old West Museum down here in Cheyenne. And it looks like they're being followed by the Wyoming State Fair, pulled by a four-team Percheron group, pulling a great big wagon.
Green yellow wagon, the State Fair of Wyoming, goes on in August up there, and they put on great night shows up there, a rodeo, but most of all, the traditional fair and a small carnival, nothing like the carnival we have here.
Well, here comes my school.
There you go.
I am wrapping up my last semester at Laramie County Community College, and they're coming by. And we've got some of our great supporters of LCCC in the wagons or on horseback, and they're being followed by a schoolhouse.
Harp Hardware. Did you ever hear of the Johnson County War?
Yeah.
Okay, up out of Buffalo? Harp Hardware in Cheyenne, where the paper office is now, sent the guns up there for that cowboy vigilante war.
Wow! Well, they are being followed by a schoolhouse being pulled by a John Deere tractor, being followed bicycle group. We have unicycles. We have bicycles for two. We've got those...
Hey, this guy forgot the rest of your pants! Where'd you go?
With those bikes, the big front wheel and the little back wheel, I don't remember what those are called.
I can't remember the name, but I got a picture of him having a race with those in downtown Cheyenne here years ago. Of course, that one guy with the half a bike, I think they call that a unicycle.
They do indeed.
Right.
And everybody's in the old-fashioned garb. Girls have braids and ponytails. They all look great.
It's bloomers or swimsuits.
Bloomers are sensitive. They look, all of those boys have suspenders and bow ties. Wow. They look great. Those are some big boys that might be meeting each other.
The Church of Christ.
Latter-day Saints.
The Latter-day Saints pulling the wagons. They moved all their family belongings and walked out west and set up, of course, the great story about how the seagulls saved them for their first crop in Salt Lake City, but that's how they actually went across America from Missouri to Salt Lake City.
They really do look great. Kids are helping. They're pulling out the wagon. Oh, we've got a beautiful car coming down next.
To me, I wasn't there, but I think that's a 1934 Cord.
Well, the program doesn't say, but it looks like it might be the Oak Folks Antique Car Club, Section 1.
Well, this is an antique Ford, the kind that Tom Mix was driving when he got killed, except for his was a hardtop. And you know what got Tom Mix? The silent Western star like John Wayne?
Yeah.
He used to go to his public events with a bag of silver dollars to hand out to the kids. Smashes the car in the front, silver dollar bag comes off, puts him up against us. That's my favorite antique right there. Someday my band's going to look just like that. We got the Sooners. He's got what? Chicken coop cages on there, all kinds of stuff. It's a boot. What kind of car is that?
That is a 1939 Packard. It is a gorgeous grayish silver. Looks really great. Got Wyoming.
Taillights, the headlights on that?
Yeah.
Can up there? They quit doing that in 1940, so you can only sell an antique as older than a 40 if you see those problems. Look at this. That's about what?
That's a 1950 three-quarter time Chevrolet.
All right, but how many windows they got? They got some little side windows on the back?
Yes, they do.
That makes that a real fun. It's a five-window
coupe. Oh, look, a Tin Lizzie, 1917. Wow.
And they're all from Cheyenne.
Yeah.
We have great you folks in Hollywood need to come here and do an old-time movie. We can fix you up with cars and wax.
Well, I'll tell you what, these Tin Lizzie, if you look, if you've seen the movie Cars and the car named Lizzie, that is what Tin Lizzie is. And they're being followed by another great car. Everybody's so happy to be in the cars because they can wave.
Let's focus on that one.
1930 Model A.
You know the difference between a Model A and a Model B?
What's that?
The Model B had an upside-down carburetor and had to pump the gas in.
Oh.
Then they found out they got more horsepower if you turn the carburetor that way and let gravity do its work.
Wow. They're being followed by Ed Grant, 1930 Model A. And that's a green one. Looks very great.
Yeah, I should have stood up. He's a retired judge. I have been in his courtroom, yes.
Oh, well, looks like they're being followed by the Trotters.
Oh, man, Cheyenne Trotters. Yay, Trotters!
Since 1976, the Trotters have included men and women from the Cheyenne area who share the love of horses. They are decked out in blue and white. They even got boots on their horses that match.
Oh, look, they're doing a maneuver. Zigzagging in and out a little bit. Way to go, girl!
And they're going by the High Plains Horse Lady. Oh, it's such a driving side saddle. They're followed by the High Plains Horse Club. A couple of younger girls in pink and black caps. And it looks like younger horses, too. But even the horses have decorations. Yeah, here. Ribbons, the trail. The High Plains Horse Club.
I don't know them. I've announced a lot of these horse show events.
Oh, this is the Hands in Harmony of the Sign Language Group.
What does that mean?
I love you. And they are signing the Proud to Be American. Wow, and these are kids who know how to sign this. They're doing a great job, too. They're being followed by the First United Methodist Church. Oh, got a kid clapping right next to us.
Oh, and we're using our camera for a microphone right now.
We are. My cell phone. First United Methodist Church has a nice little church built up on a trailer. They do really great with that.
Oh, my goodness.
The melody!
Have you ever tried out for that?
I haven't got to see it yet.
Oh, well, you got to go. You could be the heroine. My dad could be the villain. We could have a good time.
Well, it's a bunch of kids, and they put on a play, an old-fashioned...
Well, it's almost in a historic Atlas Theater, built in, like, 1890.
I love the Atlas Theater. There's rumors that it's haunted. I've been up in the upstairs. Kind of creepy up there.
Yeah, well, I've been in the basement, and it's creepier.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what you see down there? When it was the traveling plays, people would say played here is like 1890 or something down in the dressing room. There it is.
They hit it. They do great.
It's going high to the hell.
Well, they have these Cheyenne Street railway trolleys following
that.
It's
a little bit for our friend.
It is a big red and green with decorations on the windows. It's kind of what you would picture going around New Orleans. In fact, I've written something just like it in New Orleans. And they give tours around Cheyenne in those. It looks like this is CFD, Cheyenne Fire Department. Give me a second and I'll see if I can find that.
Don't jump, Sylvester!
Oh, it's there. No, that's not it.
Well, I got to tell you something. Look at this. You got a front seat driver in the power end. Look what's on the back. A steering wheel. They call that the tiller, so they can get around the long street. That's a retired piece of giant fire equipment. The big old hook and ladder truck.
Wow.
Pulled with kids from the community, a lot of them city employees children.
And they are being followed by a 1943 Seagrave. It's worth
hey,
it for two babies.
Wally.
Three right generations there. Of giant family firefighters served on that 1943 Seagrave. It's the Pollys.
Mike, is that boy's dad, was my Sunday school teacher. He grew up there. He was a policeman, then a fireman. That's his son driving it. They owned the dry ice company, which we saw part of a replica of. They took it over. All right. Now, what kind of a stagecoach is that?
Wells Fargo.
All right.
I'm learning. And
beautiful.
It looks like...
four up, see, just like you see at the building.
It's what you picture galloping across the desert. Wow. They are being followed by the Cowgirls of the West.
Oh, and they have their own museum downtown. Look at that old barn hay wagon. Truck. Hey, girls! Hey! Hang on,
mega
don't
friends,
drop!
Everybody. Bringing everybody yeehaw here. They are
Ford Chevy, all right?
Chevy Impala SS. Red Ford.
27!
Wow. And they're being followed by a 1955 Chevrolet panel wagon. This is owned by Joey Chavez, painted oriental blue with black plates.
Just standing. You can see a cord out there.
Oh, it's still down here.
Delivery panel wagon. First time I've seen that hot rod, and I thought I'd go every hot rod in town. We're giving every hot rodder a ticket in my day. But that is a nice. What year was it again?
A 1955.
55.
And they're followed by CHAT, Cheyenne Habilitation and Therapeutic Center. And it says, believe in yourself and others will follow.
Set up on the trailer he's pulling is a replica of a teepee, which we have real teepee set up out at the Frontier Park right now. And some kids sit there.
Oh, look at the little boy on the floor.
Oh, what does that remind you of at the horse show?
Hey, right? Oh, it's a walk and trot, yes. His cowboy boots look like they're falling off. Wow.
His feet are up in the sleeve of the boot, aren't they?
He can't even reach the stirrup yet. Wow. And they're being followed by MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers.
MOPS.
They are a great set of women. And they're being followed by what looks like the Sheriff's Posse.
All right. It's Christian and Cheyenne. They've represented Cheyenne around the world in parades, like the Rose Parade, things like that. All here, they have a beautiful rodeo arena in North Cheyenne where this lady that I know and her husband used to promote weekly rodeos. Now the Saddle Tramps run that arena. So it's history back into the probably late 40s, early 50s. Who is this?
Looks like a Parker County Sheriff's Posse. It's just a wagon coming by, pulled by a two team. It looks like it's Morris's has some draft blood in him.
I like the barrel, water barrel, roped up to the side. The water barrel hanging on the side. How many times have you seen Clint Eastwood in a movie or on that Rawhide show, standing by the water bucket?
Gotta have that water bucket. Look at this. We've got horses coming by, and their hooves are painted to match their rider's clothes.
All
right. Wow. These are the Saddle Tramps. These are young ladies carrying a flag.
And look at them. They're out painted. All of them have the painted hooves and glitter and stuff.
I used to do that for some of my races. I love painting my horses' hooves.
Are there special paint or glitter? I mean, you don't use German red barn paint, I'm sure.
There's some specialty hooves. paint. They have slicker ones. These are awesome.
Well, what did you use on the mane to keep your horse's mane looking nice?
Well, I was very good at braiding, so I would braid ribbons into it. I used to show jump, so I was able to do English show braids.
Well, there you go. When I'm announcing horse shows around the area here, the girls would always go out. They would have that product called Horse and Mane. And the girls wanted it not for their horses, but for their own hair.
I do the same thing. And that's in my shower right now. This is a great product called Horse and Mane. And I have thick hair, so it is works just as well as it does on horses.
Do anything for this?
It could.
Our
lovely ladies from the saddle cramps and men and women are coming down. And looks like they're being followed by the 4-H group.
Were you ever in 4-H?
I did 4-H and FFA.
Okay, tell me real quick, what's the 4-H's mean?
Oh my God, girls! Oh, hands, hearts, health, or is it health? Oh my God, I don't remember. I'm gonna get in so much trouble by my mother.
Oh no! Oh, well, I'm sorry I brought the subject up, because I couldn't remember either. That's why I asked you. But I want to tell you something. Some of the best kids I know have gone through the 4-H programs and the what's that other ag club they have at school?
FFA.
FFA, and I've seen many of them go on and do great things, so there's hope for you yet.
I can tell you what FFA stands for, Teacher Farmers of America. We are being followed by a
55
Pontiac Star Chief.
I learned to drive on a 54 Pontiac Star Chief, but it was a two-door hard top, not a beautiful convertible like this. I saw that parade while I was waiting for the taxi to take to my tow truck.
Well, now we've got the 1934 Ford following them, followed by what looks like a 1950 Merc.
That is it. Famous from the James Dean movie and that. This is the first hot rod they made.
Wow.
Who owns that?
Bud and Barb Q.
All right.
Or Hop.
Yeah.
And they're being followed by a gorgeous Ford truck.
All right, what is it, a 52?
55. Thank you, sir. Our driver heard us.
It's not funny. We just maybe got a stupid on the radio, huh? 1930
Model A Ford is following them. What looks like another one with different colored wheels. Oh, this one's a 1929 Model A, and he's a specialty horn.
Look at this. Yellow wheels. The rumble seat is up. That's where you put the kid.
Oh.
And I guess you could say, shut up back there or I'll shut the lid.
Well, they are being followed by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office pipes and drums. And you can hear the bagpipes. Great job by those ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we've got a bit of a memorial to be by.
The boat representing the outgoing chairman for Frontier Days. They call it the Boot Hill. So it looks like a makeshift cemetery on the back of an old, and I mean that is probably a 100-year-old hay wagon being pulled by that piece.
Here, I thought it was a real memorial. And
Jason Crystal, I'm going to talk about this lady, newspaper reporter for the Cheyenne Leader. She donated the money to get this as one of the original floats of the original parade, Daisy's Dance Hall. Now, years ago, they used to serve real beer on there for the dance. All right.
Looks like they're being followed by a Harry P. Hines Blacksmith Shop.
When I was a kid, they would show pans of, this is the Blacksmith. Harry P. Hines, the Hines Building, downtown Cheyenne.
Yeah.
First steel building built about 1911 in Wyoming. That's why it's still standing today. Started as a blacksmith.
Wow, and they're followed by Silver Crown Mine.
They would have guys looking like old miners, and they would throw out gold-painted rocks at us kids to get out the street and fight for them. Well, they took that fun away from them. Apparently, it's not politically correct to throw streets in the street for kids anymore. Change the rules again.
They're followed by Placer Mining, which has an actual fountain on their float.
Well, that is kind of new. like one of those garden fountains, but they got it.
They made it look like a mountain.
Yeah. And that, again, Representative Daisy Bristol. Daisy Bristol lived to be like 103 years old. And she'd go to the grocery store. I'd see her as a kid. She was in one of those black, like silk skirts.
And
her face and everything. I'd see her pushing her cart around the store shopping. And they always had on a traditional hat of the period. And this was back in the 1960 era, and she was still alive.
Looks like Hell's Half Acre is coming down next. Daisy's Bristol Saloon, Hell's Half Acre. And they've got a big dance floor and dancers who have some sort of beverage. We're not sure what that is. It is beer.
Oh, man, they are. I bet it's that is a beer. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. They're throwing the beer. They're wet and dancing, and they're getting crazy out there.
57 Chevrolet truck.
Followed by a 57 Chevrolet truck and a sea green. Kind of sea green. Looks like we've got more bagpipes coming.
Just the other half of the bagpipes?
I think that's what it is.
I don't think I've ever seen bagpipes before, have you, Mom?
Wow. These ones are dressed a little differently. The last ones were in red. These ones are in blue.
White socks, little French side pockets on them.
Look at that big bass drum. Do you see what's on top of it?
Well, describe it for our friend.
It's big bass drum and carried on a harness, and it's got a set of what looks like bullhorns on the front.
Wild and Western, Giant Frontier Days. You got to come to see it to believe it. And then we're showing off another fire engine, one of the newest ones for the Cheyenne Fire Department. Engine 22 going down the parade as we go.
Those always excited me as a kid. I love to see all the lights flash. Looks like we're being followed by the Laramie County Fair Ambassadors. I recently worked with these kids, and I put them in a dunk tank for Super Day.
What does that look like?
Laramie County Fair Announcer.
My name right.
They did, 1885 to 2013.
Yes, they honored me and my wife for my 27 years of working with them.
They even have their animals on there. I didn't notice that. They've got a lamb and they've got a veal.
Five one. All right.
And looks like we've got the East High Rolling String Orchestra. A bunch of people playing the fiddle.
Now, they just started, and they're not going to miss a note for the end of this parade. They got about another mile and a half to go.
They're really good. Wow. They've got a trailer decked up with microphones and everything. Now, do you know who this is?
I'm sorry, I do not.
We'll see who I can find.
It's
the National Pony Express Association of Wyoming Division.
You know who made our sign that I forgot to pay for?
Oh.
The Pony Express Print Shop in downtown Cheyenne.
Wow. And they're coming down on a group of beautiful horses.
I haven't seen an ugly horse yet. Have you?
No, all these horses really are. It's like they get dressed up for Frontier Days.
Some of them have been down this route many, many times. Now, it's the
Shrine Club.
Yeah, right. In a tribute to the Native Americans. Beautiful handmade buckskin outfits, fringe, in every way honoring our Native Americans.
Looks like we've got the legendary line dancers coming up next. And this quote is sponsored by Texas Roadhouse, where they line dance in that roadhouse.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. These girls are good.
Yeah, I go there not for the dancing. My wife likes the sweet potato, and I like the steak.
My husband and I go there for about the same thing. Next is the Cheyenne Therapeutic Equestrian Center, where they heal with horses.
And that's where you take people with special needs, and they get them on. Special ways to get them on. They can ride that horse. Can do just about everything with them. good work for them. I have done some fundraising for those in the past. Now look at these little kids. Who is this?
Girl Scouts!
Hey! Where's the cookies?
Oh, they're bringing us cookies!
All right!
Thank you! Oh my gosh, this is my favorite part of the parade. Hi! We've got some great people coming by. More cookies, I think. Is that more cookies? We should go raid that wagon.
Oh, yeah, Wary Parker, we're good to
go. We got some mini cheerleaders coming by. Looks like they just got their pom-poms. They look great. And looks like we have a van for the tutoring club coming up next.
I wonder if it's supposed to be in the parade or took a wrong left turn and ended up in it.
I don't know.
Huh? I don't see a log on it or anything else.
Well, they've got stuff written on their windows, so maybe I think they're supposed to be here.
Oh, okay.
I am so tempted to eat these cookies right now.
I have to sweet talk my way around the traffic cops to get in here. I came down at 7:30, set up the booth, at no expense spared, you can tell. And coming back, they had every street blocked off. Boy, I just had to yes, sir, no, sir. And my gosh, they let me in.
I don't know how I got in. I happened to get around the traffic cops and take a side alley. Looks like we are being followed by the Michael Collins pipes and drums out of Denver, Colorado. More bagpipes to some great music. These folks are decked out in green.
Bagpipes seems to be the hot item this year. You know, they do a big Scottish festival up at Estes Park every year where these marching bagpipe bands compete against one another.
I've made an ad for these guys. Wow, some of their drum players actually will twirl their mallets in between strokes. Got some real talent there. Looks like we've got something sponsored by Capital Lumber coming down. Looks like this is 122.
Hindsaw family, I can't say enough about them. They sponsored many a little league team, big league team. They used to be a sponsor of our weekly rodeos that we put on as a training event for young rodeo athletes.
Wow. Well, it looks like they sponsored the Premier Cheer Wildcat.
Oh, man, and these young girls all in cowboy hats and pom-poms.
They seem very excited to be out in their parade, probably their first parade.
Oh.
Now, this... I'm going to try and pronounce this, and forgive me if I'm wrong. Los Angeles United?
I would say Los Angeles United. Okay? Something about getting together.
They're in traditional garb, dancing about.
Thank you!
Looks like we've got the legendary Tom Hornswell coming by. The last man to be legally hanged in Cheyenne.
I can go show you the tree where they did it from.
Really?
The two blocks where you lost. Tom Horn, of course, was accused of killing Willie Nickel, a 13-year-old boy, in a cattle war here. They never did confession. You know, the, oh, look at the Cotton Eye Joe there guy going, huh? Flipping and clopping, and he's, oh, look at the two of them going. He's got some kid from the crowd. And they're doing a little jig, Irish jig looking dance.
He hopped off that float just to dance with that kid.
I bet he knew that kid, because that kid was step for step with him.
And we've got the Cheyenne Antique Tractor and Engine Club coming up next.
Hey, Baylor. Watch your fingers, kids. You can get them tangled up in that.
Look at this pink John Deere. Wow.
Well, they did that, of course, for the canter. He's got the ribbon on.
Tough enough to wear pink. Oh, it's McGruff the Crime Dog right
in the back of that one. Hitchhiking. Some dogs get too old, you got to get my lift. Oh, look at all these Massey Ferguson, McCormick tractors, all beautiful, restored, painted. They look like they're just off the showroom floor.
They really do look real great. We've got an International 1953 Super M parked right in front of us. Wow, and waving all the kids, everybody loves big tractors.
Of course, the McCormick's are always red. Now, what color is this next group of tractors coming down?
Well, they are green and yellow, and you know what that means? It's John Deere.
There you got it.
We've got a John Deere diesel coming right down.
We don't have to let's see what year they are. Look at this orange one here. with an umbrella on it.
And it's an Alice Chalmers.
I, when I was running the cattle barn, we had one who tried working with us about that age. Now we're going to the international who stole the red from the McCormick ticket. Now this one here, I got to find out if they did something. This has a track on it, like a Jeep or the tanks you see in the military. Pulling, what is he pulling? It looks like a drill.
It's a rope water well drill. And we got another John Deere following him, pulling a bunch of flags. And I'll tell you what, I worked, my first job was working on a ranch, the Diamond K Ranch. And my boss taught me how to drive his John Deere.
Oh, now, you are a Jill of all trades, I'm telling you.
I was so happy, mostly because my boss taught me and not my brother. Because I worked with my brother.
Last night where we were, we saw that beautiful sister-brother dancing.
Oh!
And I hear you telling me you danced with your brother, but he'd squeeze your hand too tight.
Yeah, we tried to have a little battle with strength. My brother is 2.5 years older than me.
Is that a steam tractor?
Looks like a Wisconsin 1917 Model B.
And they got in on a trailer. There's something special about that. And I think it just might be a steam-powered engine. I'm not sure.
It might be. Looks like they're being followed by the Cheyenne Lions Club.
Look at that. Mama Dalmatian and 101 other little Dalmatians going over the counter. Oh, there's the Lions Club. Sunrise Lions train. That train, I've been coming to this parade since 1949. And that little train has been in it every year. Every once in a while, about every 20 years, they rebuild it and repaint it. There, the Lions Club. You know what they do this sunrise? They can't glass eyeglasses, even if they're the prescription kind. You don't need them any kind, or the ones off the easy readers I usually buy when I lose my good glasses. They get them around the world to people in need.
You know what? I actually just cut an ad for them for the Ride for Sight. They've got a fundraiser coming up, a big bicycle ride in Cheyenne.
You get the voice on it?
I did.
All right.
I'm breaking into the ad business. Looks like they are followed by Volvo of Cheyenne. I drive a Volvo.
Well, where do you go get the oil change then? I didn't know we had a Volvo dealer.
Ooh, that was a loud horn. I don't know. Wow. And looks like we are being followed by a group of John Deere tractors.
A little older one, the metal wheels, not rubber wheels on this one coming up. It has some little butt tracks in it, see? Now, what I'm wondering is what damage they're doing to our Cheyenne street.
Yeah!
I thought the same with that tank. They got a real pole wagon. Whatever they were harvesting would be in a wagon like that to get it to the corn crib or someplace.
Wow, and we've got quite the array of John Deere tractors. We've got the ones where you stand. We've got the ones where you sit. That one's got two people. Got one with the long steering wheel. One's with the...
That one there is a 39. This one's a 38. Watch where you're driving!
44.
Little short, stubby one there. We can't tell what space it is. 44 over there on the other far side.
A 40 Model A right in front of us.
Now look at that 44 and this 40. They look about the same to me.
They're followed by a 1938 Model B. This carrying their sponsor sign called by Bradley Barford at Forest.
Hey, they let me out on bail.
Wayne is making friends with everybody. And we've got our Camaros, nice new Camaros, followed by these street sweepers.
And, folks, get ready. It's almost over. Pick up your lunch. You don't want to leave it here. I get any unclaimed chairs when it's over. And we close it out with the street sweepers picking up all this guacamole-looking stuff off the street. Well, Bandy, I have enjoyed working this parade with you, and so is this lady behind me. We'll be back on the air tomorrow on what network?
CBSRadio.com/Radio Rodeo.
So everyone, we remind you, like Dale Evans and Roy Rogers say, happy trails to you.
But may all those girls bring you right back to
Cheyenne Frontier Days Radio Rodeo.
Good day, good thoughts. We'll catch you on the download tomorrow at 12 o'clock.